את חייהם בעבוד הקודש.
Please put away your iPod. Aymoru es chayim ba'avoy de kosho. V'choyma uvilveinim v'chol avoy de basoda. It's kol avoy dosom asho ovde ben beforech. The literal translation is Aymoru es chayim ba'avoy de kosho. Right? They embittered their lives ba'avoy de kosho. V'choyma. With bricks and mortar, v'chol avodah basode, eis kol avodah esom, asher ovdu ben beforach. This is the physical, the physical labor. There's a zoya. The zoya brings down. Vayimor es chayim ba'avodah kosher, zu kushya. This is a kasha from the Gemara. That's avodah kasha. B'chayma, with mortar, do kal b'chayma. That's the kal b'chayma. B'lveinim, do libun halocha. Libun halocha means coming to the maskona, working it out, v'la halocha l'maisa. B'chal avodah basoda, says the zoya, do b'raisa. This is the b'raisa. What exactly, I mean, it's a very nice drush. It's a very nice drush. But at the end of the day, what exactly is the Zoya trying to be megal over here? Dafke by these psukim, by Moris Chayim, Dafke by Veda Kosher, Bechayma, Zakal Bechayma, Bilveinim, stones is Libun Halocha, like a play on words. What's the Zoya trying to be meram? Is it Dafke in this posuk? There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Omar Belozer. Kol Adam la Omol Nivro. Every person is created for Amelus. He doesn't say what kind of Amelus, but every person is created in this world for Amelus, to work. There's no such thing as nobody working. That's the Metzius. Kol Adam la'omol nivro. Shnema ki Adam la'omol yulad. So before she pasuk in Iyov, ki Adam la'omol yulad. A person was created for amelus, for work. Eini yudea im la'omol per nivra im la'omol melacha nivra. I don't know what the pasuk's telling me. It could be omol per. Could be working with the mouth, which is basically Torah. Or la'omol melacha. Okay, so I know it's now talking about omul peh. But I still don't know im la omul Torah omul sicha. How do I know the Torah is telling me Adam la omul Yulad is talking about Torah? So the Gemara says kishuaim la yomush Torah sefer Torah zemi picha aveim la omul Torah nivra. So kol Adam la omul nivra. It's talking about Amelus Batera. That means we were created for Amelus Batera. V'hainu da Omar Rava Kulei Gufa Drafuk de Ninu. Everybody was created for work. Tuvile de Zochi, the good ones who were Zoicha, you hear what's going on? The Havi Drafuk de Daraisa. The ones that were Zoicha are the ones that are going to be Zoicha to have Amelus Batera. The Menachem Zemba, the Gdal Yeshua, bring down Amor Dikavot. We have a choice. Adam la'omol yulad. There's a choice. A person was born for Amelus. There's also a thing as a person going through life without Amelus. Whether you don't have Panosa, the Shnora on the street, whatever it is, he has to have Amelus to get his food on the table. There's no such thing in today's world as getting food on the table without Amelus. That's the Metzius, that's the Bria, why, what, when. It's not Nagia at this point. But that's the Metzius. Metzius is Adam lo omel yulod. Says Rav Menachem Zember, we have a choice. We have a choice. Adam lo omel piyu. It could be omel malacha. It could be omel teira. The pasuk happens to be talking about amelus bateira. But the last Gemara says, kula deruf kleninu. We're all created for work. Tuvin de zochi, the best ones who were zoicha, are zoicha to have the amelus and teira. That means we have a choice. Amelus you're going to have. Amelus you're going to have. You're going to have amelus and teira, or you can have amelus out there, sweating away. With the sweat of your brow, you're going to be making bread. You can change over, you can swap the klala of Bezeyas HaPecha Techa Lechem through Amelus Bateir. But it's a choice. Amelus you'll always have to have. You don't want to harva on a tasteless, no problem. You'll sweat another 5 hours to make a few more bucks. But you'll sweat. And all the sweat that you're giving out while you're working, always remember, I could have taken this sweat and put it into Taisus. But you're not going to run away from the sweat. More than that, Menachem Zember goes ahead and says, Vayimores chayim ba'aveda kosher v'choymu v'lveinim. Mitzrayim, klal yisrael in Mitzrayim, had a gezeira of a shibut. So they had to clean up the mess by doing an amelus, by working on Chaim El Veinim, building. They had to build Pisunim Ramses. And it fell down as well, because that's what life's all about. You build castles in the air, and it falls down. That's Be'etzim Amelus. You build that I'm going to become, or what's it called? I was once by a Gevir. He said to me, my dream is to own 10% of real estate in England. And I said, what are you going to end up with? With 4x4. There's no 10% there. That's what you're going to end up with. That's what you're going away with. They might write on you that you once owned 10% of England. But what are you going away with? 4x4, 6x6. Depending how big the coffin is. But that's all you're going away with. What's your amelus? So you'll work. No big deal. You have a choice. B'chaymo bilveinim. Ribbono Shloim came along and said, I want you to be roy for Kabbalah's HaTorah. Because by Kabbalah's HaTorah, the Choyma and the Levenim won't have to be working out there. You can get away from the klala of Bezeyas HaPecha Techa Lechem. By how? The Zoya. The Zoya says, Bavay de Kosher, Zukushia. Bechoyma, Kal Bechoyma. Bilvenim, Do Liban Halocha. Bechol Avay de Basoda, Do Baraisa. There's ways of means of getting out the Choyma de Levenim. Yeah. You want to go into, you want to build? There's two ways. You can do it like the Yidden in Mitzrayim, and it keeps falling down, and it goes up, and it goes down, and sometimes you're on top, and sometimes you're at the bottom. No problem. That's your choice. Or, you can do the Chaymen and Levenim of Dor Reisa, Dor Kalva Chaymah, Mizliban Halacha. That's your choice. After Kabbalah's HaTorah, Rebbeinu Shlom gave a brocha, told Klal Yisrael, you have a choice. You can choose which way you want. But don't get away. There's no such thing as getting away from amelus. Amelus you'll have. You can have it in chaim and veinim in the real world. Can't call it the real world. Or you can have it in chaim and veinim of Torah. That's two ways. After Kabbalah's HaTorah, there's a way of getting away from Bezeyas HaPecha. The problem is today that we have this Yetzirah of joining this klala called Bezeyas HaPecha Techa Lecha. Rav Dessler once said, into Sant, you know, when somebody gives a klala, you want to run away from it. He says, and today you see that everybody's running towards the klala. There's ways of means of getting away from the klala. And everybody says, no, I want to be part of that klala. I want to be part of that Bezeyas HaPecha Techa Lecha. I want to be part of that klala. There's ways of means of getting out of it. And Ribbono Shlom says, You can use that amelus that you mechuyev to have in this world. You can use out in Torah. No, I want to be part of that world. There's a Meiridika Igli Tal. Could be once I learned it with some of you guys. Some of you guys might know it. An Igli Tal, which I want to learn inside, in the Inyan of amelus bateira. Yeah, you want to give that. I've got it on the inside. That, I'll start from the Alpize Yuvan. The Iglital is the Avnezer. The Avnezer was the son-in-law of the Kopska Rebbe. Here he talks about, he brings down the Inyan of Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris is Hayim Masakin HaAveira of Hatzor Zera LeBatola. So B'chlal, nowadays are the weeks of Shmois Ve'era, which is very Mesugal. So he says like this, Ki tikkun habris tolui b'yoysa b'limud ha-teira. In order to be mesaken the aveira of tikkun habris, it's tolui, it's dependable on limud ha-teira. U b'yoysa b'limud ha-teira b'iyun. You've got to work on it. There's no such thing as just learning up a blat. B'limud ha-teira b'iyun. You've got to break your head over it. You've got to be an omel b'teira. Al pi mashi shemati me'admoi. Admoi is the Kotzke Rebbe. The Pirish Divra Azar HaKadosh, Shal Chet Shechva Zerel Vatolo, Eina Moel Tshuva. The Chora is a Chazal, Zoya brings it down, on the Chet of Hetzor Zerel Vatolo, there's no Tshuva. Why not? Because Tshuva, Mihalev, and this is a Meridik in the Kuda, Tshuva, Kedichsevu Lvove Yovin Vishov. Tshuva, when you do Tshuva, you say you're from the heart. Right? So I can only do tshuva, when I'm doing tshuva from the heart, I can only do tshuva on the averas that come from the heart. But pegam shebezera, the pegam, the avera of Hetzor Zera is b'moyach, comes from the head. Because be'etzem, that's where it starts from. First of all, in the physical sense, the koyach hazera, be'etzem, comes from the moyach. It starts with the moyach and goes down the spine, all the way to the bris. That's on the physical sense. In a ruchnitika sense, nothing moves without the machshava or without das. I'm not going to go, but das is be'etzem what causes hotzor zera levatola. Without das, is not shaykh anything. Upegam shebezera, the pegam of the avera of zera, is b'moyach. So if that's the case, hare akilkul lemala mimochim atikun. The kilkul, the avera, is in a higher place than what you can be mesaken. Tshuva is only belev. You were poigim in the moyach. How can you do tshuva? Tshuva is pshat. My heart comes back. So if my heart's coming back, that's totally on the avera that I did with the heart. But what I did with my moyach, how does tshuva help? Think about it. It's a moyach kasha. But there's the lev is be'etzim what causes you to do everything. What the avera is be'etzim what the lev is. Nochanama. You mask him. Achil Shabbos doesn't come from the moyach. Avada the machshava of wanting to do a chil shabbos, or let's say not putting on tefillin, comes from the moyach. But the aveda was done with the heart. Here, the koyach, ruchni and gashmi, is b'moyach. So he says, v'chem atzasi b'zer ha-koyach. V'al kein, iyun halocha, being ma'ayin in learning, shehu b'moyach, that's through the using your head. V'kol shken, mishe mechadesh chadoshim, somebody who's mechadesh chidushim in Torah, hari atikun gan kein b'moyach. You're being the sakin, the moyach, with taking das from Torah, getting a godly brain. That's the sakin, the koyach of that you were poigam with your das. Ubazeya kodesh. This is the zeh, the begalusa basroya, the lost golus. That's what basically what we're living in. Iskayim bihu. Will be mekuyim vayimoris chayim v'avoid the kosher zukushia b'chayim do kal v'chayim b'levenim do liben halacha b'chol avoid besod do baraisa es kol avoid osim asher avdu behem b'forech. What b'forech? Do teiku. Teiku is tishvi yitaris kushim zayibois harik tekumoy shahoya atikun b'mitzrayim. Just like the tikun of Mitzrayim. Why did they have to go through the shibut? So in all the svarim it states in Zoya because it was a pegam of itzor zera levatola. So that was through Kiyadua, they shibud v'avoidus gufnis. They had to go through a hardship of labor, an avoida of a physical avoida. Once Kabbalah Satera, Klal Yisrael, went through the tikkun and they came out and they were makabal the Torah, then the Rebbeinu Shalom says, you know what? I have a new way for you. You don't have to go through 210 years of peace in the Ramses. K'moike nasa ha-tikkun al-idei yigiyo v'iyun belimud ha-Torah. You can be masakin it through iyun and yigiyo b'Torah. Learning Torah and alt-scroll chumish is not going to be masakin the moyach. What it means over here is avadiyim makayim mitzvahs Talmud Torah and zechash v'zach, I'm not being mevatelit. But what be'etzem makes a person different is amelos b'Torah. Because the tikkun is in the moyach, in the brain. Now you'll understand why the inyan of learning dafke hilchos Shabbos, this sefer be'etzim is written on hilchos Shabbos. She mitzvah Shabbos ba'atzmo, shmirah Shabbos is also a tikkun. It's one of the tikkunim. If somebody shemir Shabbos kilchos, it's musakin na'aveir of hitzazer. So this is Shabbos Ba'at Musa is tikkun al pgama bris al achas kama kavochema shalimud azeh. When you're learning Hilchos Shabbos, is a tikkun al chet otzum azeh. Ezicha would help to a certain extent. Shabbos itself does help. I'm not going to explain now because Shabbos is also zocher v'shomer. It's edus, it's das. It does the mitzvahs of shmirah Shabbos does help to tikkun of the moyach. Because Shabbos is be'etzem giving edus on the bria olam, which is talib machshava. It's a whole smooth with neatzmi. But kal v'chayma, learning hilchos Shabbos be'iyun is a vadei v'vadei atikun. Agav och, I just want to, you know, off the beaten track. I hold the olam. You know, you have a chance over here. There's once a week, the olam has a shiur in hilchos Shabbos for half an hour. There's no reason why Rabbi Rubeloff shouldn't have 15 boys on Sunday and 15 boys on Monday. There's no reason why a bocha can't stick around the yeshiva on Sunday and Monday till nebuch 9 o'clock. Chas v'shalom. He shouldn't miss the quarter to 8 bus that makes sure that he doesn't daven marav or misses epizazach. Hilchos Shabbos is so important. A guy who goes through a year of hearing Rabbi Rubeloff shir basically has a basic understanding of the Lama Tes Melachos, of how to run a normal Shabbos Dikah kitchen, how to eat on Shabbos, exactly which Melachos. There's no reason in the year, there's no reason why a Bacha can't stick around for Hilchos Shabbos. Bifrat, Avdem state, Kiyum Kol Olam Kula is Toli in Shabbos. Shabbos is our, what we call the backbone of Yiddishkeit. It's Yisoid Kol HaTorah Kula. There's no reason why a bocha shouldn't stay. V'af, so he says like this. V'af shelav kol adam zecha l'lumay Torah lishma, even though not everybody is zecha to Torah lishma, and therefore be'etzem doesn't have the same koyach. Uva mitzvah shelo lishma, abba shemitech shelo lishma, ba lishma. Shelo lishma, ba lishma, and therefore Torah has an effect. Now, we're going to go off the track. I want to go to the next shtickel, which I hold is something that we should all know as a yediyah ba'alma. Umidei dabri zocher eske, masha shishamati k'tzatz b'nei odom. I heard a lot of people, k'tzatz b'nei odom, toyim miderech haseichel, be'ini limud Torah zakadesha. About learning Torah, people make a mistake. Va'omru, ki alimud u'mechadish chidushim. Somebody sits and learns, and mechadish chidushim. V'someach u'misanig b'limudai, and he enjoys it, and he's happy with it. Ein ze limud ha-Torah kol kach lishmo. Right? And all you have these, what you call, what we call, greaseballs, or whatever, you know, if you're enjoying the learning, it's felt in Torah lishmo. You've got to be learning there with a serious face, and nebuch, sit there as if, mamash, kol kula, you know, and you can't really enjoy learning. If he didn't have enjoyment, if he did it, if you enjoy it, chas v'shalom, אבל לא ימיד המסענג בלימוד, is somebody who enjoys learning, הלמסערו בלימוד גם ענו יש עצמו, he mixes his own הנו, personal law. So how can that be Torah? ובאמס, and this is something we have to know, זה תואיס מפורסום, it's a famous תואוס. ואדרבה, כי זה היא עיקר מצווה של לימוד התורה. The עיקר of לימוד התורה is that you got to enjoy it. ליה סוס ושמח, you got to enjoy learning. ומסענג ולימוד, you got to have an עונג, an enjoyment in learning. ואז דברי תורה נבלועים בדומק. Then דברי תורה becomes absorbed בדומק in your blood system. When you don't enjoy something, then it doesn't make an effect on you. When you enjoy something, you remember it, it becomes part of you. Oinig is one of the main things in a person's makeup. What he enjoys, that's what stays by him, that's what's choshed by him, that's what he remembers. If you enjoy, you get a gishmak in learning, adarabba, enjoy it, that's the mitzvah. Uma'acha shenena medivrei Torah, once he enjoys learning and he gets gishmak out of it, Nase dovuk la Torah. He becomes much more dovuk to Torah. Ubezei HaKadosh, the Ben Yitzah Tov, Ben Yitzah Hora, Eim is gadlin ele mitoich simcha. Yitzah Tov migadol, the Yitzah Tov becomes bigger, and it grows on you, the Yitzah Tov mitoich simcha shel Torah, from the simcha of Torah. Yitzah Hora is migadol, from the oneg of Tivus. And that's what stays by you. So whatever you enjoy, but that's claw, that simcha shel Torah is a maila, not a chison and a faket. When you enjoy it, even though there's personal enjoyment there, and you have a know that you said a shtikel Torah, and you have a know that you said a naya pshat in the Rashba or in Tosfos, or you came up or you finished a masechta, there might be a hanoa atzmis, but that is Talmud Torah, because that's how it's nivlo in the domi. Okay. Al Kaponim, he says over here, Klo, Mashma, that through Yegiyas HaTorah is Be'etzem the Mahalach of how we're going to be able to fight the Yetzer Hara. Through Yegiyas HaTorah is Be'etzem the swap that we make with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we won't have to have the Nisoyin of Bezeyas HaPercho Toichal Lechem. And Bezeis HaPercha Toichal Lechem, there's so many stories you could go on for hours and hours of people that they were in the middle of their kvias and a big deal came to them and they wouldn't open the door because Kovati Itim La Torah, there's a kvias Itim La Torah, Torah is more important than you. I've got certain times where you can speak to me about it and how much money they saved at the end of the day. There's maises of Poshta Balabatim from the Rothschilds all the way down. All through the generations where you saw Yad Hashem, where it was an Isoyan, that it's a multi-million-dollar deal. What are you talking about? A shliach from the king. By the Aruch Haim HaKadosh we had it. Shliach from the king. And the Aruch Haim says, nay. B'zeis HaPercha Teichel Lechem, I already worked my hour a day to make enough panosa for today. Tomorrow I don't have to worry about. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow we'll worry about the next day. That's a shechison in Amun and Bitochel. Gendikt, the famous mice with the Aruch Haim, where he was put into the lion's den and the lion didn't do anything. It was because he refused to do something outside his kviyas b'Torah. Avada he had an Nes Hatzolah and the Goyim suddenly saw Yoramimeko, they suddenly saw, they put him into a lion's den like Hanan and Mishol v'Azariah and nothing happened. But all through the generations, Pashta Balabatim. Because Ribbono Shel Olam gives us nisyonos all the time. All the time, and we have a million different excuses why we're mechuyev to do it. And we all have the cheshbonos, and the cheshbonos make sense. The Gemara says, kuf nun tamin, there's 150 reasons why I could be metaya sheretz. But a sheretz is like a sheretz. You can come up with 350 reasons why a sheretz is tohi. But a sheretz is a sheretz, and a sheretz, the Torah says, is tohi. Torah is a swap for the Amelas out there. When you want to close the Gemara because you have a Cheshbon, just remember, You're going towards the klala. There's a bezeis atachatecha lechem. You want to join that klala, no problem. The Ribbono Shalom of the Matan Torah said, I can change Shibud Mitzrayim. I can change you from building, putting up buildings. I can change you from working b'chayim b'levenim. Put it into Torah. I want to finish off with a Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. Let's learn a Gemara. There's a Gemara over here. The emphasis is the Gemara for Emphata, a Kasha that we all have. Ask Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, the Toli be'ivra de Dosha. Shmuel met Rabbi Yehuda and he was standing, leaning against the doorpost of the room. The Kobochin, he was crying. Omale, he said to him, Shinino. Sharp one, right? My kabochis, why are you crying? So the Gemara has a whole arichas. The Gemara goes through that he was crying about doig and achitoyful. Doig and achitoyful were the gedeli ador bizman David HaMelech, and they knew kol atoyru kula and the Rosh Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says on that. Arba had yotzes ein lehem chelik leolam haba. One of them is doig v'achitayfa. And his kasha was, where's Torah over here? How come the Gemara says omalei shinina tina haisa belibam? Tina haisa belibam. How would you say what tina haisa belibam means? There was something wrong. Something wrong inside them. What's Tina? They had impure thoughts, he says. Tina Aita Bilim, they had impure thoughts in their hearts. That means Peshas, when they were learning, Tina Aita Bilim, there was something krum there, there was something wrong there. He was asking a shayla, I don't understand, how's a shaykh that he has Eino Chelik Leilam Haba? And he's sitting there and crying, he says, if that's the case, well, we've got no chance. Look at Doig and Achatevel, the Rosh Sanhedrin, this man from David HaMelech. And the Gemara goes through a whole arocha of how big they were in learning. Tina Haisa Belibam. On Acha, the Gemara asks, on Acha, Remeir's Rebbe, what happened to him? He also had Tina Haisa Belibam. Why? Because what did he have? Zemi Yevoni La Posek Mipimme. He had Yevoni songs. We call it Yoni songs. Call it whatever you want. The Goyishim music didn't stop from him. They give different other reasons. Sifrei Minim Neishim Michekoi. He walked around with a blackberry. Sifrei Minim, he had Apikoshes Svorim the whole time. While he was learning, he was still reading something else. Okay, we said that's Acha. I'm not going into it now. The Kasha is still a Kasha. The Gemara gives you a reason that Peshas, when he was learning, so he had machshavas rois, or he had bad midas. The Gemara goes through a million different reasons. Acha, why did he go off? Acha was Rameh's Rebbe. Basco came out. Acha heard it himself. He heard the Basco. What happened to him? So you'll tie it. Zema Yevoni, the Gemara says Zema Yevoni. I mean, from Goshen music, that's why the Torah. So let me ask you a shayla. Says the Maral. Maral asks Amori de Kashele, if that's the case, how come Torah didn't clean up the mess? We all taina that Torah cleans up the mess. Torah magnum matzle, it's megan, it helps to take away the Yetzirah. It cleans up the mess. Torah is mamash di shmira on everybody. How come it didn't clean up the mess here? So the Maral says, Amori de Kiyasoid. Maral says, Torah is like an atom bomb. It's the strongest ammunition you have. But if you don't shoot it on the enemy, it doesn't work. If you shoot it somewhere else, the enemy is still going to come towards you. The Maral says, Amori de Kiyasoid, when a person sits and learns, and he wants Torah to clean up the mess, it cleans it up. But when he doesn't want to clean up the mess, and he wants to stay with his Midas Mishchosos, or he wants to stay with his Zemer Yevoni, or whatever tumor he has, he wants that both go together, and Torah has no effect. The Meridiki you said, a lot of times you find Horvanya and Torah, the guy's got a good head, Shinana, he was a sharp one. He asks a good kasha. He can horva. He can walk in and understand the sugya without learning too much. Gevaldik. He has a gishmak in it. And nothing moves. Nothing changes. And we all have the same shaila. So where's Torah? So some of us has the shaila. Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? Okay. Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll talk about at a different time where the Ribbono Shel Olam was. The shaila is where were you in connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam? A baloma zogan that Yitak is sitting and learning. And you find kiboile kach polte. The same way as you went in, that's how you were left. 2 years later, 3 years later, nothing happened. What's pshat? I am Amelis Batoira, there was zicha some time where you horrified in learning. There was zicha some time where Torah had an effect. There was somewhere along the line you had a gishmak in it. So why, how come Torah didn't take over? How come the Amelus Batera didn't do it? The Torah says the ammunition was there. Torah wants to clean up. Torah is magnum matzla. Torah can do anything. Torah can even take over the Bezeis HaPecho Teich HaLechem. On one condition. You want to get rid of the tumor. You want to change. You want to move on. Then Torah is willing to come in and be part Nivloim Bedomoi. But you can be Rosh Bezdin. You can be the Godel Hador in learning. Because you're still the same Baal Gaiva, and you're still the same Baal Taiva, nothing changed. Because Kol's man, you have that ammunition, and you can have the strongest ammunition. You can be Rosh Sanhedrin. You have no kesher. Because Torah didn't do it. Torah didn't clean up the mess, because you want the two together. When you want the two together, Torah does no effect. This Maral was a miridik achilish to me. Because it answers a lot of questions, and it probably answers a lot of questions to you guys as well. A lot of times you find guys can be sitting and learning for years. For years. And you can have finer Talmidei Chachomim down the line. And you can have finer Rebbeim that probably everybody's going through their mind who they're thinking of. Who's a real whatever. And you want to know, as the Rosh Sanhedrin, he's the chosh of a guy in learning, what happened? Tina hoisa belibo. Torah only works when you want the Torah to clean up the mess. When you don't want it to clean up the mess, it doesn't work. And it goes on a lower level for us as well. If we want it to work, then it's only when I want to get rid of the tumor. And I want Taka to move on. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh, he's Taka learning my Torah. Then Torah will clean up the mess. Look at the Loshen Amaral. I want to bring it out to you. It's a Loshen in the Sivas Olam. How come Achitofel v'Doeg, who were Rosh Sanhedrin, Bizman David HaMelech, how come it wasn't Shema them from Chet? Halay dover ze in kasha klal. It's not a kasha at all. Shlo omru kan rak mishim mevakish lesalig yetahar memenu. When it says that Torah cleans up the mess, Torah takes you away from the sotan, Torah is a shmira on a yetahara, Torah is nivloin badoma, gets absorbed, and you become a Torah dicker person, that's only with somebody who wants to take away the yetahara. Vehem le bikshu lesalig yetahar, they didn't want to take it away through Torah. If they had a Yetzirah, they didn't used to schlep the Yetzirah to the Beis HaMedrash. Torah doesn't have an effect. Amelus Torah takes away the Yetzirah. But it's only taking away the Yetzirah when I want the Torah and I'm shooting the Torah against my Yetzirah. But when I want both worlds, when I can sit and learn on Horvan learning for 2 hours and then go and do Kol Davar Asur, whatever I'm doing, whether it's watching, whatever I'm watching, it doesn't go together, it's a Metzius. I'm not here to talk about Kedushas Einayim, I'm not talking about Kedushas Hamoyach. I'm talking about moving on in life. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Torah doesn't have an effect. And you can go through 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. When I'm walking into the Beis HaMedrash with, as it says by Acha, the Loshon HaGemara, Shosho Ya'omid Beis HaMedrash, when he was standing in the Beis HaMedrash, Har B'Sifli Nirim Noshim Mecheikoi, he had these books of Kfirah. Today we don't learn Kfirah, we're not intelligent enough to read Kfirah Dika books. The Kfirah is Pashad Krum Taiva. When the Bachar walks in with a Blackberry into the Beis HaMedrash and sits and learns, and he has Facebook on it, and he has internet on it, and he has Kol Davar Asur that he could get to, it's Pshat, I'm telling Rabbi Yisrael, I want Torah and my Yetzirah to go together. That's what I want. You're never going to shteik. Never go further. Klah. There's a marirus. There's a marirus that goes on when I have to go out there to make money. And there's a marirus when I walk into the Beis HaMedrash. There's a marirus. Vayimorus chayim. They embittered their lives. It's not gishmak. The beginning Torah is moro. It's hard. It's bitter. It's not gishmak. Vayimorus chayim. By avoid the kosher, when you go out there and you got to go and study for a few years and you got to go out and make money, how many people will turn around and say to you, there's no vayimorus chayim out there? I don't think one person will ever tell you that there's no marirus involved, there's no embitterness, there's no hard days in the office. Say the habich geld. There's an achrais that comes with money, and there's this and there's that and there's pressures. Pressures of life is vayimores chayim, says Ribbono Yisraelam. You want pressure in life. Adam la'amul yulad, there's a vayimoreru. You're not going to get away from vayimoreru. Wherever you go, whichever way you turn. You want it in the Beis HaMedrash? Here you are, take it. Or do you want it out there? But don't think that it's out there is any better. It can be b'chayim b'lvenim, or it could be in dor kushi or dor kal v'chayim. But there's a tanai. The tnai is that Amelus Batera will clean up the mess. And it'll even be a tshuva b'moyach. And it can be a tshuva for everything that I've done. I want tonight. I want it to work. I shoot the ammunition in the right place. I don't want to walk around all day with a stira. When I'm walking around with 100 movies in my hard disk, when I'm walking around with 50 movies in my computer, or in my iPod, and I'm walking around it in my pocket, that's telling the Ribbono Yisrael, that was telling Torah, I don't want to get rid of it. I'm willing to sit in the Beis HaMedrash. I'll horve in learning. But you'll stay the same behemoth as you walked in, as you walk out. Nothing will change. Nothing will change. You can carry on with the Amoris Chayim. Choose your choice. But that's the Metzius of Torah. Metzius of Torah is it doesn't work together. I'm saying this. Lagabe, the Olam, I don't know if the Olam really knows how far it's going to go, but it's been a nekuda that's bothering me for a long time. We always say the yeshiva, the etzem, doesn't have rules, doesn't want to make rules. You want to suggest. Oh, but there comes a point where you've got no shlita anymore. You possibly don't have a shlita on yourself because it takes you over. The oinig, the enjoyment is so strong, it takes you over. The same way as you have, David HaMelech said, I thought about not going to the Beis HaMedrash. Yodai Melichas LeBeis HaMedrash. Raglai Melichas LeBeis HaMedrash. That is because Torah was so much part of his personality that automatically he walked into the Beis HaMedrash. We automatically are Nimshach. And I understand that nobody's coming with tainus. We understand it. But if you want Torah to work and you came to a yeshiva in order to understand the inyan of take your choice of a Yemora is Chayim, that has to be certain Gedorim. And Be'etzim, you don't have the Yechailas, you don't have the ability on your own. It's not happening from today to tomorrow. But I want you to possibly get used to the idea. There is going to come a point that we're opening up a computer room, we'll open up a room with games on the computer, and whatever you want. But the Zichur won't get any movies on it. And once that computer room opens up, there will be no computers in the yeshiva, there will be no iPods in the yeshiva, and there will be no blue Blackberries in the yeshiva. Whoever has Blackberry can change it to a regular phone. But that's where we're going down. We're going down that road. I'm not promising it's happening from today to tomorrow. It might not happen. We might open up the computer room in 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time, and no, make an issa for next month because you guys are so used to it. Ich weiß nicht. But that's klar. Get it into your mind. It's going to happen one day, and it's going to come to a point where a bocher has an iPod. An iPod by me will be as bad as smoking up. You take the iPod, I'm not taking it away. You can go with it. That's where we're holding at that point, because the mitzias is that we'll never be able to make a ben Torah when it goes together. You want to go out there and do it? That's your bechira. But to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim of a Beis HaMedrash, of a yeshiva, and you want to be an Omel B'Torah. There's nobody here that doesn't want to be Matzliach in Torah. And then to go and turn around at the end of his man and say, Torah had no effect on me, nothing changed. That's because the Torah and that doesn't go together. Torah only works when I want to get rid of the Eight Sahara. But if I have to be schlepped out of bed for a Mariv, I have to be schlepped out of bed for a Seder, and the minute I'm finished, I've got to run back because I'm following this week's program. Or I've got to hold on with 24, today it's already some other name or something else, whatever it is, whatever it's called. I've got to hold up with this week. So you're holding in two worlds, it doesn't go together. And it's not pshat I'm holding in two worlds because I have a paiva. I'm holding in two worlds and I don't want it to go away. Forget! I came the shame yichud kutchabrichu. I came with it and I want it. And this is what relaxes me. And this is what keeps me going in the Beis HaMedrash. That's the cheshbonus as I write. Ein lem chelik loylam abos. Doesn't work. Tina haisa belibam. And it goes a lot further. Now's not the time to be mazli. It goes a lot further. But it doesn't work. That's the metzias. Metzias is, if we want Torah to have some sort of effect, there has to be an amelus b'Torah. There has to be a gishmak in learning, and that's the ikum mitzvah in learning. But more than that, if you want Torah to help you to clean up the mess, there has to be a rotzen mitzad, the person that's learning Torah, to get rid of it. Efsha v'ulai v'ulai v'ulai, Torah will have an effect on us, and we might be able to clean up the mess that's going on in our brains. But if we come along and we want our brains to get filthy, and we want the same time Torah, gonished. I'm possibly mentioning this, I'm not going to make rules at this point, but I want you to understand, down the line, there's going to come a point in the life of Yeshiva's Leivaria where all this is stopping. It's gone out of hand, and I have to, we thought about it for a long, long, long time, whether to go down this road or not, and I always held, I don't want to go down this road. I don't want to, first of all, make a computer room. I want to still keep Tzuras HaYeshiva, but if there's no Yeshiva, then there's no Tzura to keep. So you might as well give them a computer room and l'chalapocha, something of a yeshiva it should look like. But at this point, there's no Tzuras HaYeshiva. It's a university where you come in and study Torah for an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours a day, whatever it is. It's a university where we study Torah. Torah Mada has nothing to do with a yeshiva of Kedushas HaTorah. How can you have Kedushas HaTorah when I'm standing here with a Shemana Esen, I've got my iPod going, or I've got my BlackBerry, where I've got every newscast going on in the world coming in and telling me what's going on? Das ist eine normale Sache. That's how I want Torah to have an effect on me. That's how I want that I should walk out and I should have some chashivas for Torah and mitzvahs. Or I'm still going to have chashivas for that klola of b'zeh sapech otech alechem. The only way come to a maskona to do it is we're going to have to do, give you games, give you email, whatever we have to give. But more than that, it's going to come to a stop. Whether it happens this man or not, I don't know yet. Depends, but I'm just telling you, it's going to come to a point where if you go on iPod or BlackBerry, and iPods, you all want to listen to your Zemer Yevoni, you're going to have to change it to something that can't bring movies on it. I'm going all the way down the line. There's no such thing as a guy having an iPod and I'm clean from movies. You don't have an iPod. You can bring something else in and put all your Zemer Yevoni on it. Then perhaps you might have a Havamina of getting somewhere. But there's no iPods, b'chlal, and there's no such thing as an iPod that's going to be clean for movies. All that is moving out. If you're talking, that you'll turn to me, the Endo's man, and say, Rabbi, I can't deal with it. You know, I'm moving on. No problem. I've got no problem. You'll move on towards Vayimores Chayem B'chemu B'lvenim. And we'll carry on moving on to Vayimores Chayem Do'a V'edekosh. And we'll see in 20 years' time where you're holding, how many depressions you've been through, to the Yemoros Chayim of going down that road. Aber the Metzius is, Hayes, that a yeshiva is L'chol HaPoch, supposed to give some sort of tam in Avodas Hashem, and the Iker is to be an Omol Batoira, and that's the only way we're going to clean up that Moyach of ours. Is the two things together that kill the Moyach can't work together. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the Seichel, that l'chol apochus, if we're already sitting and learning, we should learn with a machshava that we want the Torah to take care of it.